G'day to all Main Menu listeners on acbradio.org. Scott Rutkowski here with an interesting review this week. I'm going to talk about a CD player. Now, people are probably sitting there thinking, why am I going to talk about a CD player? The reason I've decided to talk about a CD player this week is because of the fact that I went out and bought a CD this week, and I didn't think it was going to be in the CDDB, that stands for CD database. Basically, the CD database will actually go out on the internet and bring you back all the names of the artist and all the tracks, if that CD happens to be in the database, which is a really great feature for those of us who can't read the covers of the CD. I've been using this feature now for nearly 2 years, and one of the best programs that I've found to go out and get information for the CD database is called CD Wizard. This program's been around now for at least 3 years or more. It's a great program. It appears that the author doesn't appear to be doing any development work on this program anymore, which is a bit of a shame, actually. But I'm pretty sure it's got most functions that people would want from a CD player. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the functions that the CD Wizard program does have and give you a demonstration on how the database feature works. First of all, the program does work with the popular screen readers JFW WindowEyes, and no configurations are necessary for the program. It just works straight away for you. I've actually got a CD in the CD player, which has the information that has the name. It's got the information like the artist, the name of the CD, and all the track listings. Okay, so we'll bring the program up for you.
Title equals untitled.
Okay, we'll bring it up. Here we go. It's just launching.
CD Wizard.
Okay, CD Wizard's now running. Okay, now in the program you get some pull downs, as you do for most of the programs, and you get the menus as follows.
Menu bar, file.
File.
Discs.
Discs.
Options.
And options.
Help.
Help. Okay, let's have a look under discs.
Discs.
Sorry, not discs.
File.
File. In the file you get.
Menu active register. Dot.
Register.
CD-ROM control submenu.
CD-ROM control.
Uninstall. Dot.
Uninstall.
Exit.
Exit.
Register.
Dot. Register. Okay. Now the important controls are under
CD-ROM control submenu.
CD-ROM controls. And the following.
Enter. Play. Pause. Control P.
Play and pause.
Scan. Control A.
That's let you scan through a CD like 5 seconds of every track so you can hear if the song is a good one or not.
Stop. Control S.
Stop.
Eject. Close. Control E.
Eject.
Display track playlist. Control T.
Display track playlist.
Track reverse. Control R.
Track reverse. That goes to the previous track.
Track forward. Control F.
And that goes to the next track. Track forward.
Volume up. Control U.
Volume up. Volume down.
Mute. Unmute. Volume. Control M. Volume down. Control D. Play. Pause. Control
okay,
P.
Okay, back to play. It is a really, really good program.
Leaving menus.
Okay, if you, for example, want to find out the name of the disc that's in the CD player, there are a couple of ways. The easiest way I do it is go to the Discs menu with an Alt-D for Delta.
Alt-D, menu active, Discs, edit current disc data.
And
dot, dot.
Edit current disc data. So when you go in there,
enter,
you get the following option. The first box you're on is the name of the disc.
Disc name, edit East.
East. And if you tab once...
Tab, artist, edit combo, cold chisel.
Okay, now if you tab 7 times, I think it's 7, we'll just have a look.
Tab, disc data comments, disc length, 5222 edit.
Okay, so the disc length is 52 minutes and 22 seconds. That's a really cool feature. That's another reason why I like this program so much, because of information like that, which you normally wouldn't get from a CD player's display. Hit the escape key now.
CD.
Okay, let's give you a demo here. If you want to bring up the list of songs, you press Control T for Tango.
Control T.
Okay. Now the first track here is called
1. Standing on the outside, selected 1 of 15.
Standing on the outside. There's 15 tracks. We'll go down to track 9. Number 9.
8. 9. Ida.
Number 9 is called ITA. So if you want to hear that, for example, you just press your Enter key.
Enter CD Wizard.
And the track will start playing for you. And we'll just go forward a track so you can hear how that works. Just Control F Fred. So there you are, that's the next song playing. You can go back to your track listing by pressing Control T.
F, Control.
And choose, say, track number 1.
Home 1. Enter.
And that'll bring up that track for you. Okay, Control P will pause it. So you can pause it with Control P. Press that same key combination again to bring to start from the position where you paused the track from.
E, Control.
Okay.
Control F.
Now, there is a feature in the program to skip. You can skip a certain amount of seconds through the track you're listening to. Now, unfortunately, there's no hotkey combination. I've written to the author about this, and he says, yeah, we'll put it in a future version. He hasn't done that as yet, and he's unlikely to do so, because it was last year when I asked him for that feature. So, if your screen reader can read tooltips, you can get to it using your mouse pointer, and you can tell it in the options how many seconds to skip forward by. I've got it set to 30 seconds, which is the default, and that does work quite well. As you could see, or hear, all the track names were there. We had the name of the disc, the artist, and the length of the disc as well. The good thing I also like about the program is the fact you can browse all the CDs in your database, and that can be done through the discs menu. We won't be demonstrating that today, but it's like a tree view. Basically, you arrow down to the disc you want to read information on, press your right arrow, and then you can arrow through the name, artist, that sort of thing. The program's excellent. I've been using it now for 2 years. I have purchased it. From memory, I think it's $20 or $10. I can't exactly remember now. But you can get the program from a couple of places. The name of the author's website is BFM, B for Bob, F for Fred, M for Mike, soft.com. That's the name. It's www.bfmsoft.com. Also, my download.com favorite site has it there. And you could also go to Two Cows and get that from there as well. If anyone finds a program that can beat this program, I'd very much like to hear from you. I've been looking for a program that is continually under development. This one appears to not be developed any longer, as far as I can tell. And if people want to write about the program to me or have any comments or anything like that, they can write to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at acbradio.org. Again, the address was Scott at acbradio.org. This is Scott Rutkowski for Main Menu.